with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Atlanta, where the stage is set for this hour's presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And it's going to be history-making on several fronts. The first ever debate between a sitting president and a former president, the two oldest candidates to run for the White House, the earliest general election debate, and one hosted by a single TV network. Biden and Trump will be standing 8 feet apart in a CNN studio with no audience, and their microphones will be turned off when it's not their turn to speak. I'm Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Atlanta. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for Idaho hospitals to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered.
The ruling could mean the issue ends up before the high court again soon. It came after an opinion was briefly posted on the court's website accidentally and quickly taken down, but not before it was obtained by Bloomberg News. The Biden administration had argued doctors must be allowed to provide emergency abortions when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. But Idaho says its law does allow abortions to save the life of a pregnant woman, and federal law doesn't require wider exceptions.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Supreme Court also is putting the Environmental Protection Agency's Air Pollution Fighting Good Neighbor Plan on hold while legal challenges continue. The EPA's Good Neighbor Rule is intended to restrict smokestack emissions from power plants and other industrial sources that burden downwind areas with smog-causing pollution. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 36 points, the NASDAQ rose 53, the S&P 500 advanced 5, oil up to $81.74 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is SRN News. A New York church receives an honor.
Trinity African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church in Binghamton has been added to a trail honoring Harriet Tubman. Tubman Center Director Ann Bailey tells the Christian Post that Trinity was an important stop in the Underground Railroad, that clandestine network of abolitionists that helped slaves escape the South before emancipation. She says the church was, quote, a well-known destination for those seeking refuge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. Judge Seema Patel says they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. She says it excluded qualified nurses, physician assistants, and nurse midwives. Abortion was added to the Michigan Constitution. This is SRN News. There are concerns for America's auto industry.
The industry is concerned that Chinese car makers may be preparing to set up shop in Mexico to exploit North American trade rules. The Chinese could then send ultra-low-priced electric vehicles streaming into the United States, devastating the U.S. auto industry, which envisions American EVs as the core of their business in the coming decades. To defuse the threat, the U.S. does have a range of options that it might be forced to deploy. Whatever steps the U.S. government might take, though, would likely face legal challenges from companies that want to import the Chinese EVs. John Scott reporting.
The American economy expanded at a 1.4% annual pace from January through March, the slowest quarterly growth since spring 2022. Consumer spending grew at just a 1.5% rate. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.